Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Today I have a few warning words that I've received from the Lord in the last couple of weeks, and I have part of a message that I would like to share with you. For all of you who are new to my channel, welcome. And I want to refer you to the description box below where you will see that I have a couple forums that I started for my subscribers. One is a dream forum, one is a safe haven connection forum, and one is a homeschooling forum that's pretty dormant. It's not being used a whole lot, but it's still up there for those of you who want to get information on homeschooling. I also have a Patreon account. And in the Patreon, I've written articles, and many, many of them are for free. You don't have to join Patreon. They're unlocked for you all to see. So in Patreon, I put some songs that the Lord has put in my heart, the things that the Lord has led me to, different signs of the times. And so, like I said, if you have a few moments, go check out some of the things that I've posted there. Okay. So, first, I want to bring to you some warnings that I received on the 9th of April. I had a word from the Lord in the middle of the night, and all of what I'm sharing with you, I received while I was sleeping, and then the Lord wakes me up and gives me the word. I write it down, and then I go back to sleep. So on the 9th, I got a word. I heard Boston. Now, when I hear different cities or states, I have learned to always bring them to you all. The reason the Lord gives them to me is because we are to be praying. It's a warning of something happening, and He wants us to be praying for those different areas. So the first one I heard was Boston. So let's be praying for our brothers and sisters in Boston. Also, on the 13th of April, I had a vision while sleeping. I saw a map of the United States, and I saw an outline of all the different states within that map. And there were about 10 states that were marked in gray. All the others were outlined in black, and then they had a white background. But there were, I don't know how many because it was a flash vision, which means I saw it just for a moment. So I'd say there were about 10 states and that were scattered all over the United States. It was a couple in the East Coast, a couple in the Midwest, a couple on the West Coast. They were scattered. And there were about 10 of them, and they were marked in gray. Now, I don't have a full understanding of what that means, except for, I believe it stands for something happening in various states. And we need to be praying, brothers and sisters. We need to be praying. So that was that vision. That same night, I heard the word Michigan. So I heard Boston two nights before, and then the night where I saw the map of the United States, where 10 of the states were marked in gray, I heard Michigan. All right, then a couple days later, on the 15th of April, I had a dream, and I'm going to just bring to you the last part of that dream. I was sitting on a mattress, and there was a person who was sleeping on that mattress. It was on the ground outside. The mattress was outside, and the person was sleeping, and that represented, the Lord showed me, Christians who were sleeping during everything that's happening right now. They're just not paying attention. And I looked up into the sky, and I saw a very strange thing. I saw what I would call a page, a huge page, like something that had been torn out of a book or something. And it was huge. It was it filled up most of the sky. And on this page, there were different kinds of drawings and explanations and history of Washington, D.C. It was like almost something out of an encyclopedia where it just had so many different bits and pieces of the history of Washington, D.C. And I didn't see the specifics of it, but what I did see is what was going to happen to Washington, that something was going to happen to Washington, D.C. And that was at the very end of the page. It was like, I didn't see what it was, but I heard in my spirit that this was the history and kind of like the demise of Washington, D.C. It was like the full history, the beginning to the end. And that was the end of the dream. So I really believe this is a confirmation of what the Lord has been showing me about Washington, D.C. For those of you who have been watching my channel for a while, you know that the Lord has been giving me some warnings about Washington, D.C. And so this is a confirmation that something's coming to Washington, D.C., some kind of destruction. And once again, it's a call to prayer. All right. Then the last thing I want, the last warning that I'm going to bring to you today, I received on also the 15th of April. And often when the Lord gives me prophecies, it's usually multiple prophecies in one night. And then I don't hear for a while. And then once again, I will hear multiple. Sometimes I'll get six or seven things. The beautiful thing about it is even though the Lord wakes me up that many times for me to write down what he has shown me, I always wake up refreshed and ready to go, even though I've been woken up. So I thank the Lord for that. So this is the word I heard on the 15th. I heard this. I was woken up to this word. I heard ocean attack. Ocean attack. So brothers and sisters, be praying. You know, you all know that I've heard the word several times, sudden attack, at least three times in three different nights I've heard this. Now I'm hearing ocean attack. So this is very important that his people heed the warnings that he's giving many, many watchmen right now, and that we need to be praying. We need to be on our knees. We need to be fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, asking for repentance for ourselves and for the land, and especially for those in America right now, and of course, where the wars are breaking out, it seems like all over the world. Be praying for the brethren. Be praying for a great harvest to come through all these trials and tribulations and wars, that the Lord would pour out his spirit on all those who are ready to receive and soften the hearts of those who are not. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and end with this message that I received from the Lord. I will have a transcript of it in my blog, along with these warnings I just told you, as well as corresponding scripture. I received this message on the 30th of March. It is hard to see all the pain and suffering in the world right now. Oh, I need to say that I received this message while praying, and then that's when I heard this message. Okay. It is hard to see all the pain and suffering in the world right now. None of it had to be, if only the nations would turn to me. Though they know who I am, they pridefully reject me and my teachings. They love the darkness. They love the sin. They wallow in rebellion against the Most High God. Their father, the devil, tells them many lies, and they believe. So they have been given over to a reprobate mind. However, I have my people in every nation and in every country. These are my lights that shine in the darkness. And soon the light will spread and the darkness will be pushed back. It only takes a flame to get a fire going. And that reminds me of that song, brothers and sisters, a child song about it only takes a flame to get a fire going. I will light this fire to spread and the Holy Spirit will fall upon many. I am not done working here on earth through my servants. There is still much that needs to be done for my kingdom. Do not give up. Put your hand to the plow and sow the seeds of salvation, righteousness, and repentance. Do not listen to the voice of the enemy that says all is lost and that there is no more hope. This is a manipulation that only, this is a manipulation that they bring upon your mind, a form of brainwashing, even among my children. There is only one truth and one narrative that is real, and that is found in my word. All else is sinking sand.